Hey everybody, before we start the episode, I just want to say thanks for listening. Thanks for being a fan of Melted Chocolate. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the spots. Drop a nice 5-star review. Share everything, comment, tell your friends, tell your mom's sister's husband.
Tell your hamsters.
Tell your mom's turtles. Friends.
Tell your mom's friends. Tell everybody. So yeah, let's get into it. Yes. Oh, that song is such a vibe.
Hey, send me that song.
Yeah, for real. Send that.
Dragon Ball Durag.
Oh, what it's
called? Vibe, yeah.
By who?
By Thundercat.
Okay. Thundercat.
Respect it.
Yeah, welcome in, everybody. Welcome to episode 21.
21.
My personal number. That's crazy.
Get out of here.
You're breaking ankles.
It's my favorite number.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just
making sure it's not cap.
It's not.
Anyway.
Birthday's on the 21st. I wore 21 in track.
All right.
I turned 21 on the 21st.
What?
Oh, shit.
So,
that's crazy.
Now.
That's your golden year.
Come on now.
Was that 2017?
I was a real 21 Savage before 21 Savage was around. So.
Man, come on.
So, welcome in. You know, Melted Chocolate. We're in the Melted Room. I'm
in
a melted host.
Zone.
The Exalted One AP. On my left, as always, ones and two web.
See Web on the ones and twos.
On my right, always Charles Tabasco.
Just keep calling me White Chocolate.
You don't like that name, apparently.
With the frosted tips.
Jesse called you White Chocolate. You told him not to. So
it just sounded weird. That's why I said it. I didn't mean it like that.
Make up your mind.
Yeah, make up your mind, buddy. Anyways, how are you guys doing today?
I'm all right. Fresh off a workout. Fresh off some sushi.
Yeah, two packs of it.
Yeah, that wasabi was
hitting. And that wasabi. Wasabi was hitting.
Jit was dying off the wasabi.
Clear some sinuses up, though.
I never had wasabi before.
You never had it?
I've had, like, wasabi almonds.
Oh,
like,
wow.
The flavored.
Oh.
No, those are, like, really disgusting. So are, what are they, wasabi peas?
Damn, or? You ain't got to attack me like that. Shit.
No,
I know what you're talking about. I know you're talking about.
They just taste like ass.
I haven't had the wasabi peas.
No, they don't.
There's one time my mom was eating Chinese food or whatever, and she thought that a clump of wasabi was a clump of avocado, like avocado paste.
Ooh, oof.
She put the whole thing in her mouth.
Oof.
That's a big oof.
The following 20 minutes was a rough time for her. So, yeah. And for me, because she get mad at all the kids for no reason.
Bro, like a finger full of that shit is going to do damage.
Started chewing it up.
Hey, at least she flushed out the system, I guess.
See the eyes watering? It's fucking crazy. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing good. Just came back from Tampa. Spent some time with family.
Oh, you went to Ybor City?
Huh? Tarpon Springs. It's like a Greek town. It's weird.
A Greek town?
Aren't you Greek?
Yes.
Okay.
Half Greek.
He is Greek. Say something in Greek.
Sponge. I don't know. I don't speak Greek at all.
Fake. Phony.
Yeah, I need to see them papers.
Phony.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Jesse, if you want to say something, how you doing?
Yeah, there you go. Pass on the mic.
I'm tired. I got a headache, but I'm good. And alive.
That's what I'm
gotta be thankful for that.
Uh-huh.
Good. Good.
Hi, Jesse.
All right, let's you know, the normal. Yeah, I know what time it is. I don't
talk
have to tell
talk.
Y'all. It's Would You Rather time. This is kind of relatable to what we've been talking about off
mic?
Off mic or whatever?
Off the record.
It is, would you rather have the ability to reverse time, stop time, or skip time?
Well, we got three choices now?
Three choices today.
So reverse, skip, or what?
Stop time.
Or stop time.
Yeah.
I'd say reverse time.
Yeah, think about it now. It's skipping time?
Okay, reverse, stop, or skip?
Yeah.
So, elaborate on skipping
stopping
time. Like,
time?
I can, like...
Like, say we're recording now. You skip to the end of that. Like, to end. And
oh, like, kind of just live things on autopilot. Like, kind of like Click. You ever seen that movie?
I thought you were talking about like my photography page.
Oh, no. shout out.
Go ahead, plug that real quick.
Shout out to Click. Did a nice little photo shoot with C-Web. I didn't like how the pictures turned out, but he liked them. That's all that matters. So anyways, continuing. I mean, skipping time, like if you have a haircut and you want to skip to the end of it, yeah, and you just boom.
You kind of just haircut. Live life on autopilot.
If you didn't like the haircut, you could just rewind it and go somewhere
That's
else.
What I'm saying.
I'm stuck on rewind. I don't care about positive or skipping. Life is going too fast for me as it is. I need to go rewind.
He's 24 going through his midlife crisis.
Yeah, he's going through his midlife crisis. So that's
These are the beginning another phases. Reason it's why. Like, it's like the surge.
Oh, so it's like the quarter life crisis.
I don't that's know how long I'm going to live. But I figure this. Most people hit their midlife crisis around 30, yeah? So I'm thinking 25 to 35 is an acceptable range to enter.
I'm thinking 40.
Well, you would think. I don't know. I mean, like, we could probably talk about this for a long time, but we don't need to go there. I'm saying rewind. That's rewind what I time. Would do.
Yeah, rewind for sure.
Yeah.
But then you stop time. No, you were going skip. Now you rewind.
What are you
going to
do when you stop time?
No, I was asking about skip.
Oh. Say, like, you have something due and you haven't done it. You stop time. Then you can do it.
But you might as well rewind.
Right, you could just rewind.
I know, but you're still going to procrastinate, and then the same situation is going to happen.
So does the same thing happen when you rewind time? You can't just change it?
You can, but I mean, if you procrastinated in the original timeline, when you go back in time, the same thing's going to happen. You'll be in the same situation.
So you're saying you can't travel back in time with the knowledge of the future. It's just like reset.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Like, if I didn't want to do an assignment, when I go back in time, I'm still not going to want to do it.
So here's the thing. I'm saying, like, if you wanted to play.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Stop time, and then you can do it whenever you want because time
stops. But you weren't going to do it anyways because you had to rewind time.
I'm not rewinding time.
He's pausing time.
I'm pausing time.
What are you going to do if you didn't want to do it in the first place?
You do whatever you want until you want to do it because time stopped.
You're never going to do it, though.
Well, then.
Well,
you're chilling.
If time stopped, think about it. You can't really do anything because you can't go play video games if time has stopped because the TV monitor is not moving. Everything else is stuck. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're pausing your friends.
Yeah, you're pausing your friends. It's like you're just going to be in a quiet, dark place until you return to time. Yeah, so you could just rewind. Like if you want to play video games all day, you could say, I'll play video games all day and then I'll rewind the day and then do my homework. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like the more viable option.
And if you rewind time, you can know how the outcome is going to come out in that situation, then rewind and then have it come out in your favor.
But now I'm starting to see your side of it, because if you could pause time, you could totally rob a bank. But I feel like my mind went to this last time we had one of these questions. I was like, oh, yeah, I could do that and rob a bank.
When you were invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I still see you have to be naked, but listen to
that. I'd rather be able to rewind, like try to rob a bank, get caught.
Rewind, see what you did wrong.
Try it again, yeah.
So here's where like the loophole shit comes in. If time is stopped, and say it takes you 2 seconds to open up the vault door, the door's not going to open because it takes 2 seconds to open. So then it would never open.
I feel like matter can
your time isn't stopped. That you're saying essentially you're like frozen.
The door's not part of your time, though.
Because you have to walk, and it takes you a certain amount of time to walk. But since time stopped, are you not going to be able to walk?
Technically,
the door
is
not part
of
your time.
No time is spent.
Yeah, but I feel like you could manually open the door with your hand. Just the same way that if like a bird was in midair, you could touch that bird and move it over.
Like, say, Chuck's sitting there. I stop time. I move Chuck's hand up here. I'm not going to be able to do that?
No, because it's part of his time. If his time is stuck.
I don't feel like people have their own time.
Because that's like saying, Cody, okay, now we're going to get scientific here, but that's like saying if you pause time, you wouldn't be able to breathe oxygen because the oxygen isn't part of your time, so the molecules wouldn't enter your lungs because they're frozen in time.
There's not like individual timelines.
I think
we're all on the same timeline doing different things.
I go back to that movie Click, like Chuck said, the way it worked for Adam Sandler in
that movie. That's what we'll base it off of then, the movie Click.
I haven't seen stuff.
He almost it's almost like a pause button. It's like
he has a remote and he could pause and rewind and
didn't
fast forward.
Didn't he beat
stuff.
The shit out of somebody? Yeah. Like he paused time
and he
like,
farted in his face too.
Yeah.
No, it was David Hasselhoff. He slapped the shit out of him and then he farted in his face and he's like, "Is that caca?"
Yeah. What the fuck? It's a corny Adam Sandler movie.
Tell me, watch it, man.
I watched it way back in the day. It was like on TV at my dad's house. So
who else is in it? Who's like the guy that gives him the remote? I can't think of his name.
Oh, it's Morgan Freeman.
No.
He's God.
No.
Right?
No. He's God in Evan Almighty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Evan someone Almighty. Like that.
I can't think of it. It's Christopher like Walken.
He gives it to him?
Yeah, he gives it to
another iconic voice.
So I'm picking reverse time.
Yeah, same.
Now, what are the benefits of skipping time? Because I'm on the fence of stop time and skip time.
Skipping time would be like kind of like we said before. It almost be like living life on autopilot. So
like if you don't want to do something, you just skip to the end of it and it's done.
Yeah, like if you don't want to be mentally there, I guess. Like you just kind of like, all right, well, I'm just going to skip to the part where I finish my haircut and I leave. It'd be like that or to the
end
of
the scary movie. No, I'm not that interested in that.
I was never interested in going forward into the future, just backwards.
Yeah. No, I'm like pause time or reverse time. Because like Chuck said,
reverse time.
If you watch the Super Bowl,
you know the outcome.
You know who wins,
and then
you reverse that. Why does it always come back to gambling with these situations?
Because it's from Back to the Future, and
because money is everything.
No, this is literally the product of Black Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's what they did in that. Yeah, so.
Oh yeah, they do that. Biff.
Yeah.
I'm going pause time.
Still.
Yep, I'm going pause time.
All right.
All right.
Because then. The Giants are playing, and I feel like...
You're going to move Antoine Bethea to get that pick?
Yes, I'm going to move him in the right position.
All
right.
If
I think Daniel Jones is going to throw a pick, I'm going to move the defender out the way. I'll be like, come here.
He'll just tie his shoes that play.
Or that, and then I'll just leave and resume time, and then he falls over, catches the ball, touchdown.
All right.
So, I'm pausing time. Both of y'all are reversing time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not bad.
Ooh, I gotta find my drop.
Ooh, real quick. I asked Aaron before. Well, what are y'all's? I think maybe. What are y'all's types?
What do you mean?
Like girls.
Like your type.
Yeah. Like what's your type?
Don't go too crazy. Just like the base stuff.
Yeah. You don't have to get a. Just explain.
I can lead right into that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think I got that figured out. I think I really. Of course. We've talked about presentation, so you know that much. I like a girl who presents herself well, but when we're talking about personality types, she's got to be like calm, but, you know, fun, exciting, happy. I hate the real complainy type, you know. It's like I want good vibes. So if we can be on a good vibe type wavelength together and she presents herself well and she has real hobbies, not like lame sit around the house. Even sitting around the house ain't that bad. Like, okay,
would you take a girl that's TikTok famous?
What about it? Would that be my type?
Would you take, like, if you met her and her only thing that she does is she's TikTok famous?
Nah, because that's like the attention seeker. I mean, I like the kind of
there's a lot of them out there these days.
Sure. Yeah.
Instagram model.
Yeah, everybody wants
me.
To be a model.
I'll be honest. Like, I'll look at the Instagram models. Don't get me wrong. Like, I was just showing Chuck a picture of one as we're starting the episode out. You know, I mean, hey, it's you know, fun to watch, but I would never want to sit there and be like, oh, that's my girl, because it's like, yeah, buddy, that's your girl from what, 9 to 5, or, you know, you share, who you sharing that, how many people you sharing that with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'm double tapping her picture right now.
So Chuck, what's your type?
Never.
Like, when I say type, I'm like physically. Like, when Cody asked me, the only thing non-physical that I told him is I'd like the girl to be as goofy as I am or close to it. Everything else was like physical traits.
Yeah, for me, it'd probably be like someone that at least thinks that I'm funny. Maybe that, like, kind of like how Jesse said, like, maybe just not like bland.
But I'm asking for physical traits.
Well, everyone wants that perfect girl, you know.
Chuck,
come on,
you are gonna stop doing this, Chuck.
You're okay. You're telling me I can. I'm like, life is a claw machine. I could just drop the claw and pick up whatever I want. Of course I want the thin waist. Yeah.
Of course,
you know,
everyone wants a perfect
hips,
girl, but right. What are your preferences? What do you like? What do you dislike, Chuck? Come on now.
Well, for
physical
one.
Physical traits, bro.
For one, she definitely can't be stronger than me.
Okay. All right, Chuck, hold on.
You gonna get all right, Cody
first,
mad.
First, would you like her to be white, black, Spanish, or
break it down for
Asian?
Break something? It down to the end.
Let's go step by step here.
All right, then.
Really showing your Tabasco roots, damn it.
Whatever. I would say probably like a Latina chick.
Okay.
You say that now, boy.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
We got a Latina chick for the race.
Okay.
We're building Chuck's girl right we're now. We're building it. Since he can't do it himself.
Good Lord.
I'm not picky, I guess, in a sense like that.
Okay. Do you want her skinny or big or like?
I guess skinny or at least moderate.
Okay, moderate.
Skinny. On the skinny end of the scale. All
right. We won't talk about features. Unless you want to. But
would you like her to be well-versed in both areas? On both sides? Ass and tits.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, it
Jesus, man.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
Or would you prefer a bigger butt, bigger boobs?
I could work with a bigger butt and small breasts. Can't be big breasts, small, no, like, no ass.
Okay. You know how on the video games where you're designing your character and you can
this
just,
is what we're doing
you can just exaggerate all the features? That's what I would do. Like, the thinnest the waist can get and the biggest the curves can
so,
get.
So, you want a big butt, preferably. What's next?
I don't know why we're doing
this. Let's see. What'd you say? What an APC.
What did I? I'll tell you what I said. Hold on.
Damn, this is in the wrong chat. Yeah, what'd you say?
I said white, Hispanic, light skin.
Those are his choices.
Yep.
Are you limited to Latina only or?
No, I can probably do white or Asian too.
Okay.
Okay. Asian's a curveball. Gotta have some meat on them bones. I said no tiny fragile girls, and I put in parentheses, even though I dated so and so, and she was a skeleton. And then I said,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, if you, this is my preference.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is my
preference. I wouldn't want to break somebody.
And then I said, ooh! Chuck said, I'm working with something. And then,
watch out, ladies.
I said,
go ahead, Chuck.
Can't be flat on both sides. Got to have something. If she got both, that's a big plus. I put glasses in all caps.
Yeah, all accessories.
Right.
Like
I said, I don't care if she has to wear them all the time or just to read. Got to match my goofiness is a little add-on, and then long hair.
Yeah.
So that's mine.
So, like, accessories, like, I'm a sucker for hoops and braids, so any, like, hairstyles that you like or?
Probably just, like, nice long hair. I mean, glasses would be probably another one, too, but.
Don't say glasses because I say glasses now. Be yourself, Chuck. Hurry it up because we got stuff to get to.
Like I'm saying, I'm not, like. Too picky to like to pick like too much stuff out. I can't even think of like too much stuff at the top of my head, you know.
Okay. I'm gonna stand up for Chuck here because I totally agree, but I'm coming from a standpoint where it's like I think once you've been with enough of all of the varieties that you kind of develop a lack of like preference where you're like, that's good, but that's good too, and that's good too. So that's why I think it really boils down. Now there's definitely ones that I could say, you know, I would not date somebody with this feature, or I would not date somebody without this feature, but I couldn't really build the model girlfriend because I feel like I've got an open mind.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Cody's question was, what's your type, comma, and don't say I don't have a type. So he was looking for specifics, but if you don't have specifics, then it is what it is.
Yeah.
Turn me up. Not me, but.
Oh, got you.
I had to get turned up on the sound drop because today on the show,
oh God.
It's conspiracy day.
I don't have my headset on. That was like what the UFO noise.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it exactly.
It's conspiracy day. We're gonna talk about some conspiracies. Have a nice debate about it. You know, because couldn't think of anything else to talk about. So that's my excuse.
I'm rolling.
What's on the menu?
What do y'all got? Y'all got any, or you want me to just jump right into mine?
Yeah, jump right into yours.
Yeah.
Jump right in. Oh, shit. Hold on.
What you?
I got to get my piece of paper.
Are we cutting this out?
No.
Insert jazz music here.
All right. Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag. 9/11.
All right.
I think it... Yeah, I mean, I guess to me.
Hold on, disclaimer. Before Chuck says what he says, this is no disrespect towards anybody who lost a family member or somebody.
Any of these situations we talk about. Events.
All right.
We pay our respects to them.
Absolutely.
9/11, I think it, I'm like kind of like mixed emotions with it. I think it's somewhat, like I'm there's back. Sometimes that point to it being a, cause like an inside job, and then there's points of it actually being like an actual act of terrorism.
We talking about 9/11?
Yes.
Since you brought it up, Chuck, which side of that do you stand on?
I don't know, man. Like that, like there's even like so many things that like point fun at it. Like, oh yeah, this is like definitely Bush's doing, or
we're being serious.
I've been on both sides of this because this is something that was, you know, big to me. I thought, okay, maybe it was an inside job, and under that, I was under that umbrella for some years, and then I kind of came out of it. I don't think it was an inside job, and that's the unpopular opinion, but I think it was, outside. I think that we just, it was a failure to use procedures on our end in order to stop it, and too little too late for us.
No, that's another thing that I want us to talk about throughout all these conspiracies is like, why do you think like a person would switch from one side to another? And, you know, we'll get into that with a bunch of other conspiracies as well, but that's a good one, Jesse. I think personally, I do think that they happened. I know a lot of people don't think they have, they hit the towers, but
they obviously did.
Yeah.
But
I,
there's
I feel
like
that definitely happened. You can't dispute
that.
Yeah.
But like some people think that, right before they hit the towers, they had bombs in the towers already. And because the way that they fell, and they were like, if the plane hit the tower, it wouldn't crumble straight down. It would fall over. So,
see, the thing with like people saying about the tower falling straight
down. Hey, speaking to the mic real quick.
Some people saying about the tower falling straight down. A lot of people don't know that wasn't there truck. I'm pretty sure people said there was trucks that went underneath the building because I guess they had like a parking lot system in the bottom of the World Trade Center.
Sure.
That had trucks of manure to make it like explode from the bottom, not just like have it hit from the top with the planes. So I could see how like if you're hitting it from from the top and bottom, it could crumble.
I mean, you don't
straight
have to say
like
pause
that.
About that, but I mean,
whatever. That's why I think like it could fall straight down like that.
You know, so you're saying that they blew up the trucks on the bottom?
Yeah, and then had the planes coming from the top.
I've got unanswered questions about it, and that's one of them. Like, how would the building fall so perfectly?
Yeah, yeah. That was a question I had, too.
You know, the jet fuel and the steel beams thing, that's a valid point, in my opinion. But I also know, with my job, I've gotten to work a lot of house fires, a lot of building fires, and there are certain things that just burn incredibly hot in buildings that you wouldn't think would burn that high in temperature, and it's just like, oh, well, because this piece of furniture was up against this thing here. It created, you know, 20,000 degrees or whatever, you know, some ridiculous amount of temperature. So, yeah, I'm not a fire technician by any means, but that was one of the thoughts that I had was how the steel beams just give out.
A lot of questions. Now, if Bush did it, like some people say as well, why do you think he would do that kind of stuff?
The theory was to something about like people in the Middle East, like they have the oil thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they were like holding something or hiding something, and then he needed like an excuse to go to war or something like that.
Oh, okay. Like
would he really do it with two planes? More than two, actually there was four.
Yeah.
One went down in a field, one hit the
The one that hit the Pentagon raises the most questions for me. But
why would you have a plane hit the Pentagon? Where was the fourth one going? I forgot.
I think it was on its way.
I don't know.
To the White House?
Yeah.
White House.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then it crashed in the plane in the field. But
that's another question. Why would he have a plane going to the White House if he's the president?
No, he wasn't. It was a passenger flight that got.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Over.
He's still the president. Why would he have a plane crash into his house?
I guess
much?
Somebody could, you know, devil's advocate here could say that plane was meant to crash and not make it to the White House.
Right.
Because
that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, well, that's weird. I don't know. This is
it's crazy.
This one is, I don't feel like I have enough facts to really speak on. But last week after the pod, we watched
Middle ground,
which sparked a lot of conversation between the four of us and just what we observed. And so we're on the topic here of I'm segueing on to the next topic unless you guys want to talk more about 9/11.
No, we got other conspiracies to talk about. So
I was talking about last week the shows we were watching, Middle Ground.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So as they talk about the things on that show, which by the way, guys, if you haven't seen it yet, you should check it out on YouTube. They bring up a lot of these topics that I think we're going to cover here, and I hope that we can try to dispute facts with facts. Whereas on there, I think they just dispute opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But they ask similar questions like what AP asked us, like, you know, do you think this, and do you think you could change your mind about this? So as a viewer right now, open your mind up a little bit to some of the topics that we're going to bring up. And
open your mind. Let us know.
Consider both
where
sides.
You stand on these conspiracy theories. So
no,
it might not be a conspiracy that has sides per se, but just something to
discuss. What are you leaning to?
Oh, I wasn't going to go off of any specific. I was kind of leading to AP with his list.
Oh, okay.
So we can knock those out, and if we've got any time
My list
left.
Is only one conspiracy theory.
My boy got a big ass piece of paper.
One theory?
I wrote some stuff down.
All
right.
Okay. Listen up. I was looking for conspiracy theories this past week, and this one, it's a conspiracy theory. It's the Mandela effect. Have any heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No? So, Nelson Mandela, he died in 2013, but there are numerous people who recall him dying in prison in the 1980s. Like, they know that happened, but apparently it never happened. He died in 2013. So that became the Nelson Mandela effect. And that is I can't talk.
Take your time.
All right, now. The Nelson Mandela effect is when a large group of people believe an event occurred when it did not. So you got Nelson Mandela dying. It's collective false memories, pretty much. Like in Star Wars.
Say the moon landing.
In Star Wars. No, it's something that, like, I mean, no one, we believe the moon landing happened, but
nobody was ever there.
Can't, except we the weren't people there, that were there. So, like, in Star Wars, what did Darth Vader say to Luke?
I am your father.
He didn't say Luke. Like that. No, he just said,
I am your father. But I can recall him actually saying, Luke, I am your father. Like, I hear that in
You're
Darth Vader's
me.
Voice.
He didn't say Luke?
But he didn't say Luke.
I feel like I can literally...
That's what I'm saying, bro.
No,
that's the whole thing about the Nelson Mandela effect.
Yeah, there's another one I heard, because I heard about this effect like a while ago. People said that, you guys know the actor that does Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah.
I guess his name isn't, or his last name isn't pronounced MacFarlane, it's MacFarland or something like that. It's like how you like think it's pronounced and stuff too, but it's completely different.
Like you know, mirror mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest of them all?
It was never mirror mirror.
It was just who's the fairest
it's,
of them all.
It's magic mirror.
Oh.
But my whole life I've known it's mirror mirror on the wall. But it's magic.
Are there other ones?
Yeah,
other
I got examples? Some other stuff.
Other examples of that?
Yeah. So, y'all know Jiffy peanut butter?
Yes.
It's not Jiffy. It's always been just Jiff.
There's Jiffy Lube.
I know. I'm talking about peanut butter though.
Yeah.
Like that's another big one that it's always been just Jiff. But again, I recall it being Jiffy peanut butter. But if you look it up, it's never been Jiffy peanut butter.
I think you're confusing it with Skippy.
No, I'm talking about Jiffy.
I know,
I've been on the same page with you.
Who's ever said
Jiffy? I always remember it being Jiff.
I didn't. I thought Jiffy. Another one.
Damn Skippy.
Like Skechers. How do you spell Skechers?
Skechers.
Okay, cool. How do you spell it? You spell it the same way?
I think you forgot.
I thought, you think it's a T, right? That's how I always thought it was. And there's no T. There's never been a T. I thought it was always Skechers.
Bro, it's on the shoe.
That's what I'm saying. I work at a shoe store.
But, Cody, you just now said there was no T in it. You just spelled it without a T.
That's how you spell it.
Said. Oh, okay.
It's on the shoe.
That's what he's saying. He's saying AP should know that.
I know, because I work. I looked back, and I saw a shoe, and I was like, the hell it isn't a T.
Damn, I thought the K. I thought thought everybody knew the K was in there.
It is weird. CH. What's another one? Forrest Gump. What's his most famous line?
His most famous line isn't anything, but somebody else said that.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Say it again.
You know what you're gonna get.
Say it again.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
It's not. It was never. Life is like a box of chocolates.
What is it?
It's life was.
Yep. No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I'm calling bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
You said, wait, it's life was like a box
life
of chocolates?
Like play the audio, chocolates. Somebody. No,
wait, life was like?
Life was
see,
like a box of chocolates.
The line gets repeated several times in the movie, though.
No,
so
it
you can't just
he says it
water.
One time when he's sitting on the bench.
Oh, I've never seen it. But...
life was? I've never heard of that.
AP, you're plugged in, so you can play it on there. But one of y'all with the headsets, tell me he's bullshit.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Am I bullshit?
It sounds like it. You turned up, though.
I'm turned up?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the way turned
if this one's up. Wrong, I'll be hurt.
That isn't just in a junior dunk contest. She's in a junior dunk.
Skip his head.
I can't. we're not sponsored.
We're not sponsored by this.
We're not sponsored by Go-Gurt. In specially marked packages. Waiting for it.
We lost it.
Wait, is it playing?
We lost it?
You messed with the wire. Box of chocolate.
I could eat about a million and a half of these. My mom always said life was like a box
was.
Of chocolates.
Was, yep.
Wow.
You never know what you...
Yep.
Was?
Oh.
Yep, but like I know for a fact that he said is.
Damn. I want to say he said that, like that same line... later in the movie.
That's time he says that.
Chuck said, "This is a there's a director's cut."
Yeah, Chuck said, I've seen the oh, Dan Snyder
hey,
cut.
Hey, I looked it up on YouTube, and the third video says, Mandela Effect, proof, Forrest Gump.
It's so weird. Another one that I have, and if y'all want to look up other
wait,
ones or whatever.
I got one that says, proof that Tom Hanks said is like a box of
that's
chocolates.
There's a big argument about all of these, bro.
Maybe there's two
you
different.
You guys can move on. I'm going to stay on this topic.
Maybe there's two different scenes.
That's what I'm saying. There's there. Several scenes where it gets said. Or
I don't think that. I think he says it only one time on the bench.
Or like you I know how the mom says it though.
You know how movies like for censorship they show like a certain scene. Like have y'all seen Back to the Future?
Yes.
Okay, so in the censored version, they don't show Doc being shot up. But in the
so in the censored version, he would switch is and was because
no, I'm saying like I don't know, I don't know why they would. But
we're gonna do more homework on that one. But to see y'all are set on him saying is, and you're like he said it in another part of the movie, but you heard it. He said was
denial.
So we could watch Forrest Gump too. I mean, another one. It was C-3PO was never all gold.
What?
Yeah, oh, he had a silver leg.
Silver leg?
Or he has a silver leg. He wasn't all gold.
I can remember him with no...
There might have been a difference between the first three movies and, like, the last six.
See, that one is kind of weak.
I was going to say, I remember him having, like, no plating at all. Like, just, like, circuitry in his frame.
I definitely remember him being gold. But yeah. The Mirror Mirror one, the Skechers one, and the Luke, I Am Your Father... And the Forrest Gump one threw me the fuck off. I was like,
yo.
Wait a damn minute.
Is this the first time you've heard about the Mandela Effect?
Huh?
Is this the first time you've heard about the Mandela Effect?
It's not the first time I heard about it, but I didn't really know what it was until I did my research a couple of days ago. Hmm. And then I asked my manager at work, because he's a very knowledgeable guy about this kind of stuff. And he like
shout out George from Rack Room.
Shout out George from Rack Room. Let me see what another one is. There's a bunch of...
Breaking news. I'm delivering. Hold on. Here it comes.
My mom always said that life is like a box of chocolates. That life is like a box of chocolates.
Is that... Is he sitting on the bench in that scene or is he somewhere else?
This is
but you heard...
It's both. Technically.
How is that later on in the movie, Chuck? He goes back to the same bench with the same girl and eats the same chocolates?
No, because he's telling stories while everyone's coming by at the bench. So, like, when he's starting off early in his life, he's
talking to some guy. I don't believe you at all, Chuck.
Yes. Don't talk. That's how the whole movie's set up. He's sitting at the bench the whole movie. And
he's not telling everyone. How many times does he say that in the movie?
He says it to some to that old dude or whatever in the beginning, and then he says it to that woman.
And he repeats that same line.
Yes. I swear, I thought we were going to talk about Flat Earth here.
That's what I wanted to get to that one, too. But before Mandela, we get into that, We'll move on. Maybe we'll come back to the Mandela effect because
before we
it's
do that,
sparking
one,
up everything.
I kind of have like a mini conspiracy here. So this one, I'll give it credit. I found it off of
on
TikTok.
Reddit?
Oh, TikTok. But supposedly there is this theory out there that Drake's kid is actually the baby mama is actually Alexis Texas, the porn star.
Hmm.
All right.
So,
why do we?
We're just getting to some.
That's a conspiracy theory.
I mean, I guess it is now.
Or is that just a claim?
I say it's a theory. So, like, I'm showing Jesse now. Here's Drake and his kid, and then supposedly that's his baby mama.
Drake's kid looks exactly like his grandma.
Supposedly that's his kid.
Have you seen his grandma?
No.
If you see his grandma, then you could see.
I'm trying to figure out how this affects, like.
So
how does this a conspiracy?
So anyway, like, so from this picture, you see, like, they don't really look alike. But if you go to.
That's what I'm saying. Look up Drake's grandmother.
Well, before we do that, have you guys ever listened to the song by Lil Yachty and Juice WRLD called Yacht Club?
No.
No. Don't play it either.
I'm not playing it, but in
see,
the song.
Show Chuck.
Eh.
Eh.
I mean,
what? let me show Cody.
I saw it.
You like saw it? Yeah. What?
But how do you get? But how do you get Drake looking like how he is?
Bro, what
and
you,
his baby mama, and then you get that.
How? What do you get Alexis Texas from?
Yeah. How? So, am I, how? Hold on. How am I so tall?
And
you see the rest of
say,
you see my mom,
no.
everyone else.
And no, I'm like you know how all these rappers know each other and they probably like throw
Chuck,
shit at each other, right?
Hold
in
on.
This song,
am I turned up?
Literally, look at. Hold on, I had the lyric a second ago. So, in the lyric, he go. This is Lil Yachty. He goes, "I'm a young king. I might fuck Alexis Texas, but I ain't on no Drake. I ain't on no Drake shit. I won't get her pregnant."
Okay. Well, they talk shit about each other every time. Like
Lil Yachty has spoken.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Lil Yachty is a credible source.
Bro, they talk shit about each other every time.
All right, whatever.
Man, what's your conspiracy?
If it ain't the Mandela effect, it ain't not. It's not relevant, I guess.
No, we moved on from Mandela. Don't get me back on Mandela.
Rappers literally talk shit about each other on every time they can.
I'm just saying.
He could have just said that.
It could be possible
because Drake got a girl pregnant.
I don't really believe that baby got blonde hair from his grandma on Drake's side of the family.
You know shit skips generations, bro. That's a fact.
Yeah, that is a fact. My all my nephews got red hair, and that was like a gene, like an old gene.
Wrangler.
I don't know. I feel like
what's your conspiracy, Cody?
Like
we're moving on
bit.
From that reach from Charles P. Jesus! Wait till the title of this one drops. Every episode for like five episodes straight.
Yeah, it's been like
something
Chuck
about Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck takes an L. Part two.
That's what I'm gonna put. Bro.
This one's gonna be Chuck talking crazy.
It might be a little bit too soon for it, but it's the coronavirus and Bill Gates.
Talk about it. It's a good one. This is a good one. I'm gonna put my seatbelt on for this.
So apparently, Bill Gates is funding his own foundation to find the cure, but there was this talk where him and his team like ran simulations like 10 years ago about a coronavirus because coronavirus has been around for a while. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, sometimes they flare up and whatever. But they did like a simulation of like what would destroy the world or whatever, and it was a coronavirus. And how then like he made like a foundation to like find the cure for it, and now like everybody's paying him to find the cure because he already like technically found it. Which is like the baseline, but there's like a deeper explanation about it.
I heard that he's trying to like chip people with it too.
You said chip?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like put like a chip, like if you'll get the vaccine is a chip that you have to get implanted in you. That's been a conspiracy like for a while that they're trying to computer chip us so they can control us and track us and all that jazz.
They already track you now.
They track me on my phone. They know where I am right now. Yo, Amazon, you know where I am right now. Send me some free stuff. Send me discounts. Come on, though.
But yeah, it's still in the early stages, but I saw something online. I was like,
There's so many conspiracies about coronavirus, too. That's a crazy thing.
Naturally, there's... So, one thing the internet has been very successful at is breeding nonsense. And, you know, we just... You know, I'm not calling out anybody's specific conspiracy, but I think we've all seen firsthand, somebody goes and finds some article from some website, and they just run with it.
Yep, and you give someone an inch, they take them off.
It becomes their credible source, and then they share it with people, and then it develops a following where some troll at the beginning typed it up like, somebody somewhere is going to believe this crazy shit, you know, and it just happens, and then it's a big thing.
But you never know.
Speaking of nonsense... You got flat earthers over here.
Complete nonsense.
I'm just telling you right now, I do not think the world is flat at all.
And I believe none of our followers would think that, I hope.
Oh, there's one.
There's one that...
they probably feel mad.
I mean, right now. His name is Craven Sliant.
You're kidding me.
No, he told me that he doesn't believe it, but he's not against it.
That's not
We got into a debate about, I was like, bro, how can the earth be flat? And he was like, oh, how can it not be flat? Well, and listen, I was like, don't answer a question with the question. Provide your evidence.
That exactly. And that's a great position to take. Like, David, I can respect that. Craven, I can respect that.
Let me see the thing.
But here's the thing, right? You can take physical elements of proof and say, well, this is why, David. And so to Craven, what I would say is, so, Dave, David.
David Craven Schmavid, whatever, DJ.
If the Earth was flat, you know, why would we have tides? That's my biggest thing is that we've got tides, and it just, the Earth would have to be round for the moon to be causing, and it's the only logical explanation is that if you piece it all together, we get tides because the world is a sphere with another gravitational force circulating that sphere, pulling the tide around, up and down, up and down. So anyway, that's
my thing.
Point.
Hold on, we can't be bagging on Dave. I gotta let him speak his piece.
If
he picks up.
So my thing is, you see that map right there, right? If the Earth is flat, that's what the map would look like, and it's just like that,
right?
So you know how people go from California and Hawaii to Japan,
right?
If the Earth is flat and you go west, you're just gonna fall off the Earth, yeah.
To that point. If the Earth was flat, here I'm being devil's advocate again, that map may not have an accurate border to the edge of the world. The edge of the world might be between Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon. You know what I mean?
How would that work?
Oh, exactly. It wouldn't.
I mean, go to
the Earth map. Is round regardless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to fly from Cali and you're flying west and the Earth is flat, there is nothing over there.
You're assuming the end of the Earth would be between Asia and North America, though.
Then what?
Where else could it be? I know.
I'm not getting what you're saying.
Well, I'm going to walk over the map.
Different. Everywhere. You could fall off at all points.
I was going to say, if it was, say, right there.
On this map.
Like, yeah. If it's a circle around that, right?
Could have just drawn, this is the edge.
But then you would cut off everything, right?
You're still cutting off. This doesn't even have the polar.
It doesn't. He's saying it doesn't matter where you put the edge of the Earth. Just for that, for this picture's sake, the edge just happens to be
right there.
Right. They drew it like that.
But he's saying like it could be like in the middle of fucking Africa. We wouldn't know.
And seasons. Why so else
that's
would
where
we
you
have
would
seasons?
Fall off.
That's if you want to put it there. Then.
So then all of Africa doesn't exist. The rest of it, if you put it in the middle of Africa,
that's
right?
If you put it there. Yeah. He's saying the edge right there. Yeah.
So then.
I don't know where they think it is, the flat
earthers. Yeah, flat earthers would think that, like, if you put it there, they would think half of Africa and the rest of it doesn't exist.
So how would then...
That's why it makes sense to put it in the ocean.
What do they think is on the edge? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if they think it's right there and they really think none of that is... They really think that, like, Russia doesn't exist?
No, they obviously think that all the continents exist. The lines would be somewhere in between North America and Asia.
So where... Do they go like sideways?
That's the thing.
If it's sideways, it's not a flat Earth.
We watched like 30 minute.
That point is invalid.
we watched a 30-minute debate about flat
heated.
Earth, and they had scientists versus
flat earthers.
You know, the flat earthers, and that's literally what they were called. The entire time, they did not make points like this. It was just like, you got to use evidence to support science. And then they're saying,
they were talking about,
you got to question authority.
The curvature of the earth.
Right.
You can't see the boat. Go out and
I can't see the boat.
If I bring in my P90.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about, lady?
Here's what I'm talking about.
Did he answer?
We got
no
tides. Okay. We have tides, right? I've brought that up. Seasons. Okay. Seasons occur because the earth is an orb. It's a circle. It's round. Okay. Think about how a compass works. Would that still work anywhere in the world?
Again.
Okay. I'm playing devil's advocate right now about your seasons. If it was flat, the whole point of the seasons is whichever hemisphere. Oh, there it is. Whichever hemisphere faces the sun, right?
Yeah.
So they could be thinking like it could still tilt like a circle, like a orb, but it's just flat.
Another thing that I'm thinking, if the earth is flat, then the sun would cover all of the earth.
At the same time.
At the same time.
It wouldn't be daytime.
And the earth is still,
right.
I assume it's still spinning like this. It's not going like.
So have they said the moon's flat too, or?
I haven't heard anything like that.
I feel like I think their conspiracy is that we are on a flat plane
with a dome.
And there's like a dome over it, and then there's gods controlling all the other planets, and we're just this specimen and amidst all the stars and shit. Like, it's some far out shit that frankly is just absurd. It's just dumb.
A tad bit far fetched.
If there's any flat earthers out there, hit my line.
How
self-centered
do you have to be to think that you're the spec? That we're on the specimen of the entire universe, like the only specimen.
Right. All right. Moving on. Another.
Hold on. What's up? Maybe this is just some like bullshit, real quick. But maybe instead of a flat Earth, maybe they think it's like somewhat of a cylinder.
No, they had a picture.
I don't think that's what flat.
There's
Earth
a picture. Means. Yeah, it's not flat. I'm not hooked up, man.
I'm just saying.
It's not flat, Chuck.
Chuck, you making a title on this
role. Wait, Chuck, wait. You are typecasting
what do you
yourself.
Mean? So that,
hey, get that on there.
But that,
oh,
that way, it's still rotating against seasons.
It's a cylinder,
Chuck,
bro.
Flat is not a cylinder.
I know, but maybe it's...
Gosh,
instead of it being flat, maybe it's a cylinder, dude.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Go ahead.
One more. You can't go to the. Technically, it's illegal to go to.
Hold on. Wait. Before you press it, hold on. I want. Clean this up, Chuck.
Please.
I don't believe this at all, but I'm just saying.
Why would you state that?
Clean it up.
You know how. You know how it's illegal? I think it's illegal to go, was it, to the North and South Pole of the Earth?
Illegal?
Yes. You are not allowed to go, like, to a certain point in Antarctica.
Is that, like, a world thing or the United States?
I think that's a world thing. And it's like you definitely can't go to the top.
Oh, wait, turn it off. Clean this up, Chuck. Clean it up.
Chuck, there's nothing else to
30
say.
30 seconds,
like, just
bro.
Bullshit.
I move on, bro.
You're saying, hold on. So it's like the Treaty of Versailles, where like World War II, we had this pact type thing, and the Earth made an agreement. Oh, yeah. Besides
cylinder,
the fact
bro.
That we're not going to war, nobody gets to go to this piece of this land out there. Got
okay,
it?
All right.
There's no cleaning up, bro.
Go ahead.
There's nothing to clean up.
There's nothing to clean up. It's a
bro,
mess.
Where does this rule come from?
It's a mess. He dropped his lasagna.
No,
he
I'm,
just left it
I'm
there.
I'm pretty sure I've heard something about that, though, where you're not allowed. It's either one of the two poles you're not allowed to go to, or it's just one of them.
Can we look this up?
Hey, Siri. Is it illegal to travel to the North and South Pole? Shut up. Thank you, though.
Is there a link?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
What does it say?
This
it says it's illegal to fly over the North and South Pole.
How are they going to...
There are no restrictions, so...
How are you going to enforce that?
I don't know. That's what
no
it says.
No idea.
How but to go even- there, you just can't fly over it. That's what the... It's Quora. Don't know how accurate that is. I'm not going to go back and... Do all my research. We can do that off mic. But moving on, because that was a doozy.
All right, Chuck.
Um,
it's just
not. I'll give him some bail for that. Whatever.
Another conspiracy is that we are all being controlled, like in The Sims. Now, a couple questions. First, do y'all believe that there's other life out there?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, there's just no way that there's not.
Yeah, because I heard a saying, and I forgot who said it. It said there's two possibilities in this, two possibilities in life. Either we're completely alone in this universe, or we're not. And both are equally terrifying. You feel me? Sit on that for a little bit.
I mean, I'd rather have somebody else out here with us than be out here by myself. Because,
I mean, like, coming up as an adolescent, I was taught that it's just us. There's no one else. God created us. Point blank, period. But growing up, I'm like, yo, the universe and the galaxies and stuff, way too big. It's way too big for there to be nothing.
All you need is liquid water.
Like, to be nothing?
And you have life.
It might not, they might not look like us, but...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, they can rely on other resources probably to sustain life.
I could speak on this for an hour, so I feel like I should stay out of it, but...
Say something.
The point that I would make to that is life can take so many different forms. If you look at how many forms of life there are on Earth and how many you could consider as an advanced life form... To the scale, look how many. I mean, there's probably tens of thousands, probably millions, if you're counting microbes and everything, forms of life. And we're the only ones with the dexterity to play a guitar, okay? Or the dexterity to build a spaceship or car, to build things with, to craft. We are actually one of the only species that does craft things. You can look at, there's, different species do different things for shelter and means of stuff like that, but... when we're talking about an advanced life form, it's possible, but I'm talking eons and eons and eons, like light year after billions and billions of light years away. Like we would never cross paths because it's just so rare, but I'm sure we could find sloth like, or you know what I mean? Like, or just not too advanced, simple life forms would be probably, we'll probably find that in our lifetime.
That'd be mad dope.
That'd be crazy, yo. There's a movie, it's called, I told Jesse about it, but I don't know if you watched it, Life. No? You probably didn't watch it.
No, I probably did. I'm trying to think.
It has Ryan Reynolds, Jake Gyllenhaal, and they find a species or whatever, and they're testing it, and it grows, and it ends up killing, like, everyone on a space station.
I think I know what you're talking about. Isn't there, like, a bunch of other people on there, and, like, the life form gets loose, and they're, like...
Yep, gets loose. They try to get rid of it. Doesn't work.
And doesn't it, like, invade...
Movie tripped me out.
Doesn't it, like, invade their bodies, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Trippy. Which is totally possible. If you think about it, that's a totally realistic thing. I mean, most animals in some way, shape, or form are parasites to a different type of animal.
And, like, there's another... We're not going to touch on this, but some people think that, like, the government and stuff are actually lizard people and whatnot. That's just a quick little statement.
Oh,
so.
Lord.
Yeah, some people say, like...
Again, just we don't need... We're not gonna touch on that, but... What was I saying?
I don't know.
No, that we're being controlled by like a higher power, and they're like, it's like in a simulation, like The Sims.
Yeah, like there's some people that think that all like people that are like successful or at least of higher power of us are like aliens of like from another planet.
That's not what I just said, Chuck.
Yeah.
Whoever's controlling my character, get rid of this fucking headache. And...
That's like when you're doing stuff, for example, when you walk in a room. And you just forget what you walked in there for. It's like in The Sims, you can cancel an action.
I do that.
And it's 70
like, times.
Huh.
But then I retrace my steps and I remember it.
Yeah, you might. And then you might not. See, the whole thing is like people are controlling you and they're... And then I heard, read another thing that some people... Again, this is all conspiracy and wish-wash. You believe it if you want to. It's cool to dive into it and talk about it and go in the rabbit hole, but... People say that when you die, you wake up in like real life and they hand you a controller or whatever. And they say, hey, it's your turn to control someone else.
That sounds fun.
That sounds far-fetched.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm not saying it's real or not. It's just
a cool fun thought.
It's just something to talk about, really. Because some people do think this is real.
But if you know what, AP, you can look at that. Like we're saying that's kind of silly, right?
Yeah, some people think it's completely serious, bro.
People actually have... I don't know any one of us four to be particularly religious, but think of that's the base of religion. People make this
pretend, you know, and I don't mean to offend anybody here, because there's hundreds of different religions that are all different from one another. So you can, if you're Christian, you can look at a Buddhist and say the same thing. Like, they have this imagination that creates this separate reality that makes all these rules and characters, and you know what I mean? And so what you're saying there, AP, about dying and holding a controller, like, to me, that doesn't sound very different at all from any other religion. I think that that's something that people could definitely buy into if pitched in the right way.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know where do these people get these ideals? And I feel like it's just the internet.
Social control.
So when the internet came, some random person posted on a blog or something that, hey, and heck, shit, this could be true, and we're just not believing it. Someone said, hey, we're being controlled by higher-ups, and everyone has an individual controller, and when we die, we get our own. And then it just took off.
To that point, you say that maybe the internet gave birth to thoughts like that. I'm falling back on my point about religion. You know, think Christianity 2,000 years ago, way before the internet. It's the same thing, that we have these rules that govern our life and our destiny. And, you know, to be fair, it's all the same. It's based on imagination.
Yep.
Would you guys believe, I guess, in the theory somewhat of reincarnation?
I was just thinking about that. I hope so. I don't know. Again, I was raised to, when you pass away, you either go to heaven or hell and you live out the rest of your time there. But reincarnation wouldn't be, I feel like it would be dope, unless you got something boring.
Yeah. So. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't discredit the fact, but I feel like if it is real, I wouldn't mind it.
Like, what if the requirement was you got reincarnated as your favorite animal?
What if you got reincarnated as like another human? Or just that. Like somewhere else in the world, you're just Asian, or you lived in Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Good stuff. And then, yeah.
Or a different life form on a different planet.
Yeah, that's something you just get reincarnated as a chair. Right, that's a reach, but.
They had that on Rick and Morty.
Oh, I had to check out Rick and Morty.
What about if you were Pickle Rick?
That's all I got for conspiracies, really. There's a cool movie. I forget what it's called. It's called Yesterday, actually. I remembered.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. My boss was telling me about it today. He explained it to me. This guy, I'm just going to go over this real quick, and then we can wrap it up. This guy, he's a singer-songwriter. He gets hit by a bus while he's riding his bike. He wakes up, and you know, he decides to give up his singing career because he kind of flunked it. Then he goes, he's with his parents, live with his parents, and his parents, he starts singing a song, and it's a Beatles song. And they're like, oh, that's a dope song. And he's like, yeah, yeah, the Beatles wrote it. And they're like, who? And he's like, the Beatles. Like,
he went back in time?
Paul, Rick, all of them. And he didn't go back in time. He just, to my knowledge, it doesn't explain what happened, but after his accident, like, the Beatles didn't exist. And so he took all the Beatles songs and use it as his own, and he got super famous.
Damn.
Like, the Beatles didn't exist. Coca-Cola didn't exist. Cigarettes didn't exist. Because he was like, hey, I can really go for a cigarette. And dude was like, what's a cigarette? And he was like, what? It's a movie I want to check out. So, yeah. That's about it.
Huh. Sounds crazy.
That's different. I like that one.
So, good talk, guys.
Got the melting pot?
Of course.
Okay. You want your drop?
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Hey, here you go.
Easy now. Whoa. We'll get more fluent with this. here we go. Time! All right. You know what it is. Ooh, that was mad loud there. You know what it is. It's the melting pot. As always, Charles P., what you got?
Do you actually want me to go? Because you pointed to Cody.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I always keep you on the spot.
Is your name Charles P.?
I'm just keeping up. No,
it's Charles. I'm sorry. It's Charles T. Tabasco. I was calling the wrong Cap. Person.
Charles Tabasco Labasco?
Charles Peter Tabasco Labasco Linguini.
Just put, it's Charles put respect Cap. On the name.
It's Charles Cap.
Anyways.
You took the respect off your own name.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, man. Anyway, go ahead, bro.
I'll throw in the late and great Shad Gaspar. Rest in peace to my man.
Yes, R.I.P. Shad Rest Gaspar. In peace.
If you guys know about him, he was an old WWE wrestler. Crime Time.
Papa Roly and check your 40.
Yeah. Crazy that we can call that old,
that's the wrong thing.
Old wrestlers now. You know, that was,
he was like 2 years. He left in 2010, I believe. He passed away saving his son in a rip current, in a riptide.
God,
I believe, yeah.
What? A rip current guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
He saved his son.
Something different now.
He was on the beach, rip current. He got swept out, saved his son, and they couldn't find him. And his wife was on the beach waiting, and then his body washed up this morning.
Damn, that's sad as hell.
Yeah, man. Yep.
So how did he save the son?
It doesn't say how he saved his son. Just said he saved the son, and he got caught up in it.
I think the lifeguards were like going for the both of them, and then when they got there, he was either, I'm speculating here, but he was either being pulled out, and then he was just like, take my son.
Yeah, he said, save my son, or something like that.
Supposedly. Maybe he got sucked into the rip current as he was like pushing him maybe towards shore or something.
That's what I'm thinking, and then.
And not to sound insensitive, y'all know how to get out of a rip current?
Yeah, you got to go parallel to the shore. Swim parallel.
Yeah. Y'all know that?
That's common Floridian knowledge, I thought.
I didn't know it was Floridian. Well, I saw it on a sign at a beach once.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's good to remember.
Yeah.
But RIP Shaq Gaspar. It's another blow to 2020 for real.
Another one.
So, Cody, what you got for the melting pot?
Melting pot. I got a. Damn. What do I got?
Mm.
I didn't have this ready. But,
Dang, you sound like me right now.
We do this every week, fellas.
I know. I just, you know. But I'm gonna go with Nick Coleman. Shout out Nick Coleman.
Shout out Nick Coleman. Do you have anyone, Jesse?
Oh, I was just going to say Back to the Future is on Netflix. So,
yeah. Give it a watch. It's a banger.
I know. Think about the last time you saw that movie and then go watch it. It's been a while.
Nike Air Mags.
Don't they have all three?
I don't know if all three is on there. I only saw the first one.
All three are on there.
All right, I'm gonna watch the second one now.
Classic.
My melting pot goes out to a job that I did not get.
No,
oh, you did?
I did not get it.
What
no.
the fuck?
You talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
They emailed me. They said we find your experience and background impressive. However, we have decided to go with someone who meets our requirements more or something along those lines. But I will still put them in the melting pot.
Fuck that. Go cocoa on them. Call them right now and say, hey, you done fucked up.
For giving me the opportunity to come in for an interview and see.
What the fuck, man?
And yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it does suck. I was pretty hurt when I found out yesterday. I left work early and I was like, yo, I'm just done. The vibes are off.
It's all right.
And then my PS4 hard drive took a shit. So that, yeah. But anyways, I do appreciate them. Yeah, I do appreciate them giving me the opportunity to, they're never going to hear this, but, or they might, who knows, give me the opportunity to come in for an interview, for two interviews and go so far in the process, even though I didn't get hired, but it was a good experience. So if I do get opportunities at more banks, then I'll knock those out of the park.
That's all right, man.
We live and we learn. Keep trucking. So you got that thing ready? Pause?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Walked right into that one.
Ew.
Oh, it's grody.
I might got that thing for you, bud.
Oh, no. It's been a pleasure today. Wow. Even though, you know, we're tired. I'm tired. Jesse's tired because it's been long days for us. But it's all good. We're here for y'all still.
Here's something to put you to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to take that melatonin for the skin. So go to bed. But thanks for listening. It's been real. You know, as always, subscribe on Apple Podcast and, leave a nice 5-star review, baby.
Just show that love.
And, you know, tell your friends about us and, you know, share the love. And, you know, for Cody Webb, Charles Tabasco, Jesse Jordan, it's the exalted one, Aaron Pollard, coming at you live from Melted Chocolate 104.8. Stay easy.
Man, this song is a vibe. Hey, y'all be easy. Man.